You're listening to Scratching and Thriving, a lifestyle podcast hosted by two dope professionals who are passionate about empowering people to thrive. I'm Dr. A.
And I'm Brandon. And we are two longtime friends who met about 20 years ago during undergraduate studies. And we took two different paths in life. I'm a healthcare executive and lifestyle guru.
And I'm an educator and entrepreneur.
And we are here to bring you the content that will help you thrive. Happy birthday weekend, friend.
How are you? Thank you.
Good, good. You celebrating a big 25?
Yes.
Because I am yet holding on to that one.
Let me tell you, 25 till I'm 40. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then when I'm 40, I'll be 40 until I'm 50. 50 until I'm 60.
Look, I am holding on to 25 as long as possible. What did you do for your birthday?
Family, hung out with family, ate, opened gifts, had cake. It wasn't a lot we could do.
No, that's true. So,
but it was still very nice to hang out with my family and spend some quality time with them. So it was enjoyable.
You do anything for yourself?
I did, of course. You know how I'm an advocate for self-care. Of course I did. You know, I did my in-home pedicure, some facials, took some walks and meditated. So I cleaned out the refrigerator so that I could restock with all of this healthy food in hopes of getting back on my eat right, feel great, live great kick.
You know, that's been popular during this pandemic. I actually started doing that back in the beginning of March when it all hit because, number one, I was the administrator on call for the hospital when it all broke loose. And, you know, this is something we'd never seen before. Mm-hmm. This is not in a playbook, period, right? So you had to kind of figure it all out. And being the administrator on call for the hospital, I made a lot of decisions after hours that could affect a lot of people. So I had to do self-care when I could and wasn't on the phone or trying to mitigate an issue. So I did a lot of walking, did a lot of saging. I did a lot of, you couldn't go get like pedicure, manicure, anything like that. I mean, it's hard to get a haircut at that point, but a lot of bath bombs were exciting. The meditation piece I do like, I use Alexa for that. They have a lot of, you know, a lot of meditation apps. Alexa, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. You know, she talked back to you doing meditation. It's interesting. Because I was like, okay, so you do this now? Okay, and then now take a deep breath. Breathe. Think nice thoughts. I was like, okay, she got it. She got it. Okay. So it's self-care is really, really important.
You know, one piece of self-care that people often forget or neglect is the importance of quality sleep.
Yes. So I like sleeping is my hobby.
Let me tell you.
So it is one of my favorite pastimes. Mm-hmm. I think because of the careers that we have, sleep is so precious and so valuable because you don't get it as often.
Yes.
But yes, a good night's sleep is a lot. It's an attitude adjuster. It is a lifesaver, not for you, but for other people. Because when I'm hungry, tired, they call me hangry. It gets ugly.
Right.
It just, it's ugly because it's like, you know, I'm already tired and then I'm hungry. And then you come to me with some foolishness. I'm going to probably say something crazy to you because my blood sugar dropping. And I had about 2 hours of sleep because I was dealing with work all night long. So sleep is real important.
Oh, very and, you important.
Know, long you know, they have apps for that too, right?
They do. They do. And they have apps to see how deep you're sleeping.
Right. The quality of sleep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they can tell you whether you talk in your sleep, whether you snore or not. These things are important. And if you have, if you stop breathing in your sleep, because like sleep apnea is a big deal.
And you know, people, if you are not able to get through the day, you feel tired, sluggish, you're working out, you seem to be eating healthy, you might want to look at your sleep habits. One thing I started a couple of years ago was being intentional about my sleep routine. So we took all the TVs out of the bedrooms. We said only we'll have a TV in the office. We have a TV in the playroom. And then we have a TV in the gym in the basement, but no TVs in any of the bedrooms because it's a distraction at night. That light, it messes with your eyes and your rhythms at night. The other thing that I do that I absolutely hands down love is aromatherapy. Aromatherapy and sleep music. So I use Pandora, and I'll just say, Pandora, play me sleep music. And sometimes it's water sounds, animal noises. That helps me because I don't like falling asleep without some noise.
So that, so let's go back to the TV thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a total opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I have to sleep with a TV on because when the power goes out and the TV goes off, I instantly wake up.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have to have, and it's not the light. I don't think it is the noise.
I have to have something. So you actually have the volume on.
Oh, I have, it's on 7. So I figured out exactly what number to put it on that is not disruptive. That is not disruptive. It gives me what I need to sleep. Because if that TV goes off, I'm waking up instantaneously. Mm. And you're right, the aromatherapy, like when I sage my house and get the energy right in it, and then I usually do some sort of lavender candle.
That's my favorite. Lavender. Yes. And in the morning, I like to wake up orange or lemon.
So when I go to sleep, there's this twilight spray that I like to use. And I spray my sheets with the lavender, cinnamon, I believe, mix. And it's supposed to kind of lull you into a sleep. It's fantastic. But when I lay down, you know, you talk to Pandora. I talk to Alexa and I say, good night, Alexa. I'll say, Alexa, good night. And lights go out. First of all, the lights already automatically go out at 9 p.m. anyway. So that's my cue to say, okay, time to get in bed.
Right.
And then they start playing, like you said, the forest music. If I decide not to watch the television, forest music or Babbling Brook or Snowstorm or something like that, which... I find that I don't sleep as deep with high-pitched noises.
Okay.
I have to have a little bit of a deep undertone to get the rest I need. But sleeping is ultimately one of the most important things to maintain health and self-care.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a great point. So, you know,
another self-care activity that people often overlook, and I'm curious how you manage this, is setting boundaries.
What part of boundaries? You talking about like cutting off cell phone calls a certain time of night?
It could be that. It could be setting boundaries to the type of energy that you allow in when you're stressed, when you're anxious.
Hold on. Let me tell you something. My grandmother told me, she said, baby, there are two places on this earth that you get peace. It's in your home and in the grave.
Amen.
I don't allow many folk in my house. Let me tell you something. I have known people 20 plus years who had never set foot inside my home.
I agree.
Because I do not let certain energies in my house, period. Period, with a D and a T, period. You and certain people just can't come. You can't dot my dough. And here's why. I grew up in the South. I am Southern. We have different beliefs. We have different values. And you come up here with foolishness, you leave your foolishness behind. It means I got to resage my house.
Absolutely.
It's too much.
Say a prayer.
Right. You keep your ignorance behind.
That's right.
And then please don't show up in my house and don't call before you come. Because I am like Gangsta Boo. You better call before you come. Because if you show up at that door, I'm going to open it, I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to close the door back.
Because
I want you to know two things. I know you out there, and I am at home, but you're not getting in here.
I can agree with you on the home piece. I'm very protective of my home and the energy that I allow to come in. But I'm also very protective of my time.
Oh, amen.
Who I allow to access my time and what projects and work I allow to consume my time. And it took me a long time to get to that point because I was happy to help lend my expertise because for me it was learning. But I had to realize I was draining myself and an empty cup cannot do much.
Correct.
So
correct.
I had to really focus on setting boundaries with my time as well.
You do. And you have to set boundary with people in general. Because people need to understand, for example, now, after, now I'm on call for work 24/7, so work can always call me, right? Because you pay me enough to make me say, okay, you call me whenever you get ready to call me. I'm fine with that. But, you know, people who call me with the same foolishness every time, I'd be like, okay, so your call time is between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. because that's usually my happy hour time. And I have enjoyed myself enough to tolerate this conversation for the 16th time this week. So you are exactly right. You have to manage time wisely, because time is precious. Time is something you just cannot get back. And you have to be able to tell folks, okay, look, Brandon, time is real important.
Absolutely. Now,
people say, you know, you're such a butterfly, like, you know, you people gravitate towards you, you talk to everybody, you know everybody. Yes, but I'm gonna tell you something, and it is a little secret. I am actually an introvert with extrovert characteristics. Do not threaten me with a good time by canceling plans.
Okay.
Don't threaten me with that good time, because you can play it. I will come out there and close so quick. It's like Matrix, and I'll be back in there. Wasn't even drunk. And 9 times out of 10, no, because you know I'm black, so I'm gonna be late.
Well, here's my thing: I probably wasn't dressed hoping, and I can't tell the number of times, even in meetings in work. You know, you get someone, like something will come up, because I'm, you know, we both work in very high touch fields. And so something will come up at work and it becomes a priority. So you have to bump another meeting. And the other
person, you know what? Can I just say something? That is one of my pet peeves. You know, I was about ready to clown the other day, because somebody threw a meeting on my calendar that started 2 minutes before I got the invite. First of all, what is this meeting? Number two, I ain't prepared for this, because I'm going to get up here talking crazy. So do you really want me on the line? And number three, that is just rude, because you don't know what I could have had a pee break planned.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? That's just so rude. Like, you don't know what I got going on in my world, and especially the areas that I cover, like my areas of responsibility are like high risk areas. So anything. So,
and
pop
I think
off.
It's a little bit different for us, because for me, that is the nature of the job. Not uncommon for people, because if, you know, if issues arise, I have to address them. And sometimes
are a little different, though, because, you know, the HR world is different.
So we turn around and, you know, the person who you invited to the meeting, that you have to send them a cancellation or a rescheduled notice to say, hey, I need to reschedule this meeting. I really do apologize. And I'll look at my phone and get a text, and it'll just say, thank you.
Because they always said, Lord, please let this woman cancel this meeting.
And I'm sitting there like, well, if this was an unnecessary meeting, why did we have it scheduled? So, you know,
But you know, you have to set boundaries, though.
Yes.
It not just even personally, but also at work.
Yes.
There's just some rules that I just will not allow to be broken at work. And it's funny, because my assistant, she knows those rules. She'll know exactly, he ain't gonna like that. Don't do that.
Right.
Because I'm gonna do, and a lot of times I have stopped even being saying anything. I just look. And it makes people so uncomfortable, because I just have this blank stare on my face, like, really? And we'll sit there, and I'm gonna sit there until you figure out that this ain't it. Because
Well, see, we're all working virtually now. And so we'll be in a meeting, and my assistant, she'll text me, and she's like, are we really doing that?
You're right.
And I'm just like, don't worry about it. Like, don't worry. We're not rescheduling this. We're not having a meeting for that. We're not. And so I think it is important just to remember to make time for yourself and to set those boundaries with other people, whether it's personal or professional.
You have to know that your time is very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. If you don't say Brandon's time is valuable, no one else will.
Right.
So you have to take control of your time, set boundaries, get some good sleep.
Mm-hmm. And what are those quick activities that you do that may be a part of your routine, your monthly routine, your weekly routine, that you consider self-care that helps you maintain stable mental health, helps you maintain a good perspective. What are some of those activities that you do on a routine?
So, you know, it has shifted some since COVID, right? Since we had this big reset, it is a little different. I like being outside more, being one with nature, getting grounded, as the ancestors say. I'm a fire sign. I'm an Aries. So I like water. Water is my calming nature. And I think that's why I chose where I live at now, is because my back door is Tampa Bay. So I can walk outside if I get frustrated and the water will be rolling in and you can hear it. And it's just kind of, it's soothing for me. So I think being one with nature is very important.
That's a good one.
And just make sure you kind of zone into why. Okay, I need to figure out why my neck is tight.
Right.
So why can't I turn my neck to the left or right? Is it somebody at work? Is it something personally? Did I sleep wrong? So it's a lot of things. First of all, am I getting enough sleep? It's the first thing I run. Okay, how much sleep did I get last night? Because I'm a little tired. Am I irritated? Am I hungry? What is it? Eating, you know, I do the keto diet. So eating the right keto is what's important, like getting your green in, making sure you're getting no starch, not enough starch in to throw you out of ketosis, and getting a good lean meat. So if you have a good lean meat, you have something, two green things on your plate, I tend to feel better. Getting my walk in, typically walking around the downtown area, going to different little hole-in-the-wall areas, hole-in-the-wall places, grabbing something healthy to eat, and going back to the apartment, it typically is what keeps me grounded. So what do you do up there in Philly?
Well, we're restricted as well. But about a year ago, I started focusing on taking control of my self-care and not relying so heavily on spas or third parties. So a lot of natural things. So again, like you, I like being out in nature. So I love taking walks. I mean, I could walk for hours. We have a lot of parks in the greater Philadelphia area. And so we'll go on a bike ride. We'll walk in the park. I also like to meditate, relax, and journal. I love to journal. A friend of mine had recommended that a few years ago. I didn't know much about it. I didn't know really how to start and how to do it. And she had suggested to just get a blank journal that you only use to put your reflective thoughts about what you're experiencing and what you're feeling. And so she said, just write. She said, just write and you will start to refine it. And so now my journal is more of a gratitude journal. So I always write at least three things every day that I'm grateful for, whether it is personal or professional. It could be something small. Like it could have been maybe I almost had an accident, but I didn't. I'm so grateful that that didn't become a bigger issue than what it needed, that I was spared and that I was spared and the other person was spared. It could be something large. You know, I got a promotion or something like that. Whatever it is, I put it in that journal. And sometimes it's not even just me. It could be something about my son or somebody in my family that I'm just grateful for. So I focus on that. I also, you know, spirituality is very important to me. And so I get daily scriptures and I'll take those scriptures and I'll reflect on what they mean. And I'll do some research on the background of those scriptures and what they mean. And that happens usually weekly. So I get the scripture daily, I read it, I meditate on it, think about it, we talk about it throughout the week, and then weekly I kind of reflect on what it means. And so that, those kinds of things, they don't cost anything, but they are so powerful for me.
You
and
know,
aside from the facials and things like that.
The best self-care is really inexpensive. The best self-care is probably going to be free of charge because you have to take control of what your self-care looks like. The first part of self-care is identifying what works for you because there's so many different avenues of self-care out there because you can go from journaling to getting the facials, getting the massages, getting the manicures, pedicures, doing the walks, eating right, relaxing, like turning the TV off, sitting there, Alexa, play meditation. And she will play all kinds of things just for you. Yoga is another thing I used to do pre-COVID that is still very relevant during COVID because it takes nothing. you can type in a yoga on YouTube and get all kinds of videos and tell you all kind of techniques. Mm-hmm. And the muscle stretching and relaxation afterwards is can't be beat, basically. So all of these things that we discussed today could be used for self-care and getting you to the point you need to be functional. Mm-hmm. Because self-care,
and it helps you thrive.
Right. Self-care is thriving. Because mm-hmm. if you don't take care of you, who will?
Right.
So you have to make sure that you are caring for you in a way that you make you able to care for other people, because you can't pour out of an empty cup.
That's right.
And I think that's the biggest thing thrivers should take from our conversation today is don't pour from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails, because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with, because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.